Hey, good morning, everyone. Dave Weiner here. I've got a very brief little message for you today. I thought I'd play a little bit of Grateful Dead in the background. It's what a great song this is, by the way. This is Cumberland Blues off the Working Man's Dead album, which came out in 1970, if you can believe it. That's like a fucking long time ago. Anyway, so here's the thought for you. My blog, scripting.com, probably was the first blog to ever have a podcast on it. And I've always done it this way, the way I'm about to describe. Basically, most of my posts don't have enclosures on them, but every once in a while, one does. And I don't want to have two feeds. I don't want to have one feed just for podcasts and one feed for everything else, because there are lots of other ways of slicing up what I do. And my original thought was that podcasting would be something that bloggers do, and it's the kind of thing where most of the time I can make my point by just typing in some text and publishing it, but other times it's nice to have a little bit of music or to let the quality of one's voice tell the story, as opposed to writing it, because each medium has its powers and strengths and weaknesses. And audio, as we know, is very effective for certain things. So my thought for you is that if you see an item that doesn't have an enclosure on it, and your client is basically only for listening to podcasts, then the philosophy of XML is quite clear about this, that you should just ignore it. Ignore what you don't understand. And if you don't have a way of using just a few paragraphs of text and maybe an image or two, then just don't show it to the reader or the listener, and we're done. And that way I can have one feed for everything that I do, and if I feel like adding a little audio addendum to something that stands alone without it, like for example this post, no problem, everybody's happy. And if somebody's reading it in the RSS reader, and it's not especially a podcast client, it could just have a link to the enclosure, and if the reader wants to listen to the podcast, they can just click the link. So everybody's happy, and there's no problem. Yet, the way it is today, I'm going to let this finish, okay? I don't know how that's going to turn out. I felt like I was talking over the music, but it's quite possible that you can hear me just fine. I'm going to listen to it, of course, before I publish it. If it doesn't sound good, I'll just do it again. I want to keep podcasting an informal medium, something that's easy for everybody and that doesn't require a lot of forethought. Right now, I think people are having a lot of fun with the totally commercial, money-making, business venture-style podcast, but I'm a big believer in the, you know, it's like blogging and it's just casual and I just talk into my voice memo thing, and whatever comes out, that's what you hear. You know, no editing, nothing. If I want to play some music, I play some music. I don't splice it in, I don't do sound levels, I don't do editing. You know, let your imagination, that's the wonderful thing about podcasting as opposed to other forms of communication, is that it so totally activates your imagination. Certainly in different ways than anything else, but I think in more so than others. You can skim a written article, but you can't skim a podcast. And, you know, I get to use intonation, but you get to use your imagination, because you don't know what I look like, and you don't know where I am. I mean, maybe you have a few clues. Can you hear the horns honking in the background? I'm in Manhattan. I got the window open because it's absolutely gorgeous day today, and as yesterday was. Did I say it's August 10th, 2015? Because it is. Anyway, I've gone on long enough, way long enough. This idea is really simple. Let's make it easy for everybody, okay? And thank you so much for listening. And my blog, by the way, is scripting.com, and my name is Dave Weiner. And thanks for listening. Bye-bye.